USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.